And now let's go to that dramatic announcement today from police in Lake County, Illinois, that Lieutenant Charles Joseph Glinowitz, whose shooting death in September prompted a massive manhunt in northern Illinois for three men he'd radioed in that he was chasing, actually shot himself. Here's Lake County Major Crime Task Force Commander George Falenko.
This extensive investigation has concluded with an overwhelming amount of evidence that Glinowitz's death was a carefully staged suicide. We have determined this staged suicide was the end result of extensive criminal acts that Glinowitz had been committing.
AP reporter Don Babwin was at the conference. He joins us now from Fox Lake. And Don, what a bombshell, not just that he'd killed himself, but maybe why. There's an ongoing investigation. Tell us more.
He was a very prominent member of the department and in the community, and he ran a police explorer post for kids in Fox Lake. And it turns out that the investigation found he'd been stealing and laundering money for 7 years. And he'd taken thousands of dollars to buy things like travel, gym membership, adult websites, things like that. And he'd been doing it for a long time.
Well, and you know, this is a connection with an explorer post that had made him a beloved member of the community.
Absolutely. He was the people, the kids that I talked to and the people and the parents that I talked to of these kids, they couldn't say enough good things about him. And they said he taught them all sorts of things about police work.
Yeah. Well, and so what are the police alleging that he did in this carefully staged suicide? What did he do?
Well, it sounds like he took everything he knew, or took a lot of what he knew about police work, and carefully staged his suicide to make it look like a crime scene. His glasses were found in one area. Several yards away, his baton was found in an area. And then several yards from that, his pepper spray was found. And then later, and then his body was found even in another area. And the commander of the task force said it looked like there had been some kind of pursuit, some kind of chase that ended with him being killed by somebody else.
Yeah. Look, we all remember the national major news about the manhunt for these alleged suspects that he'd radioed in, two white men and a black man. This was all happening after a string of cases of police, white police, primarily shooting unarmed black men. So this case was held up as proof that police needed to defend themselves. And three men were pulled over and questioned, but not arrested at the time?
They were taken in for questioning, and it became clear early on that they had solid alibis, that they weren't in that area where the lieutenant was found dead. And today, the task force commander even said that perhaps he saw them earlier in the day and then incorporated them into his narrative that he was creating that would end with his suicide.
Well, how awful if these three men who are so obviously innocent had been arrested at that time. That would have been awful. Meanwhile, he was married. He had four children. They'd spoken out saying there's no way he'd taken his own life. His son said he was talking about his retirement. Tell us more about how the rest of the town is reacting.
There's a lot of feeling of betrayal in this town. I mean, a number of people I talked to said that they felt duped by him. And there were even some people I talked to that said that people that they talked to didn't believe it. They thought all these charges were trumped up. But most people that I've talked to believe that it happened. But this is a town still with posters of this, with this guy's face on them around town. Blue lines were symbolic of the thin blue line, kind of an honor. And I've been told people are taking those down now, and that kind of thing. They're really, and they donated a lot of money to various charities for the family, or various fundraising efforts for the family, and they're angry about that.
Well, just very briefly, Don, do police say that anyone else might be implicated in this alleged embezzling scheme?
They said that there are other people that they're looking at, that the investigation is ongoing. And in fact, they released some text messages between Lieutenant Glinowitz and somebody else that they haven't identified. And they say it's an active investigation, and there could be more arrests down the road.
AP reporter Don Babwim in Fox Lake, Illinois. Don, thank you.